Meditation 32. Stop preaching to preach.
My dear Lord Shyam, the preacher looks for every opportunity to preach to others. He is expert in reminding others to always depend on you in all circumstances. He is even more expert in helping people to realize their faults. But he is not always so expert in seeing his own faults. A truly potent preacher will always feel himself to be most lowly and will look at his own shortcomings. Even when studying those of others to help them, he will never do so in an arrogant, self-righteous, or offensive mood. Dear Lord, please help me to be such a truly humble, caring preacher. The preacher may go among the starving and malnourished, explaining how man does not live by bread alone. He may explain how such great souls as Jesus fasted for 40 days and nights, and how devotees like the Goswamis of Vrindavan were so absorbed in devotional service that they often forgot to eat. He might explain how Madhavendra Puri would fast unless someone offered him food. One day, when the pain of starvation tears at the preacher's stomach, will he preach the same message to himself as he so enthusiastically preached to others? Dear Lord, please help me to be a consistent preacher. The preacher may go among the financially poor and explain to them how they should look for their riches in heaven and not on this plane. He may explain how the preacher's wealth is his austerity. When the day comes that he has no money of his own, unable to receive any from others, will he still be thinking of austerities for the Lord as true wealth? Please, dear Lord, help me to always think in this courageous way. The preacher may be very excited to visit the sick and afflicted to encourage them. He may explain very beautifully how we are not these physical bodies. He may mention how sickness often helps us to become more contemplative, psychic, and even more spiritual. He may stress how sickness helps to convince us that we never want to take a material body again, our body being the source of harassment that it is. When that preacher is helplessly sick himself, will he use his affliction as a chance to get further off the bodily plane? Or will he just become more conscious of it? Dear Lord, help me to be such a preacher who never comes down to gross bodily consciousness, even under the most taxing and trying of circumstances. The preacher may explain to others that as they become more seriously committed to spiritual lifestyle, they will lose many of their old friends. Sometimes one's greatest challenges will come from one's dearest friends and even close relatives. He may go on to explain how a prophet is not accepted in his own land and how every great acharya was a revolutionist, unappreciated by the orthodox thinkers. He will say how saints were usually rejected by their previous associates and even family members but because they had a higher calling, they did not let it stop them from their services to humanity. One day, when the preacher's closest family members and spiritual associates turn against him, will he still be able to remain fixed and determined to do God's work? Dear Lord, please help me to be such a preacher who is always determined to serve, never thinking of friends or enemies. The strong preacher receives much fame and prestige as he so expertly explains to others why there is no need to worry about material fame. He himself may not be famous among the materialists, but among various groups of preachers, he wallows in distinction and prestige. One day, by the Lord's arrangement, when he no longer has material or religious fame and prestige, will such a preacher still perform his daily rituals and prayers? Will such a preacher keep on enthusiastically preaching when he has very few people to hear from him? Or when he is no longer so highly respected? A cheating preacher will use God for his own fame and prestige. And when there is no fame for him, he will have little or no time for God. Dear Lord, please prevent me from being or staying a performer and allow me to become a true carrier of God consciousness. A preacher is trying to acquire more knowledge and understanding of various religious phenomena so he can explain things to his dependents, keeping them enlightened. As he acquires more knowledge, he sees even more how deviant his dependents are. Will he keep sharing the higher information with them, even though it may be unpleasant for them to hear or difficult for them to accept? Or will the preacher discuss only pleasantries with his followers? Dear Supreme Lord, please allow me to be such a preacher who is always ready to receive knowledge and just as eager to distribute it genuinely at any cost. A preacher loves security and comfort. A very active preacher lives for preaching. It is his food. He may make many alliances based on some securities for himself and his family. He may accept some assignments and engagements while rejecting others, justifying his actions by saying he is doing God's work. And surely he is better than most who have other professions. He may even feel that as God's gift to his followers, he is above certain laws, the same laws he requests others to follow. Every preacher needs followers, and he may prostitute himself to secure comfortable arrangements for the future. Dear Lord Chum, please never allow me to engage in such base tactics. Please force me up to a standard of pure, unmotivated service to you. Real preachers are simply your puppets. They allow your mercy to flow and work through them. Such a preacher is unaffected by happiness or distress, fame or infamy, friends or enemies. A true preacher doesn't try to preach by himself, but fixes his body and mind properly so that you can preach. Lord, please move me aside and check me so that you can act for the well-being of everyone. I am only a sentimentalist at best, and more accurately, an interference on the path of pure love of God. Dear Lord Chum, I affirm to preach by not preaching. I must move the ego out of the way to allow you and your agents to do the necessary.